Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Topic for this week as we get into Rivalry Week. The Hawkeyes had no problem with Rutgers 30-0, Iowa making it look easy.
Iowa State idle this week after their triple overtime win over UNI, but it is Cy-Hawk week. We'll talk about that in a minute. But first, Murphy's Law.
All right, here we go. It's rivalry week for the most hyped Cy-Hawk football game since the series resumed in 1977. The Hawkeyes are on the road but have the higher ranking and extra game. The Cyclones survived Northern Iowa and record remains perfect. Matt Campbell is 0-3 against Iowa, and if he loses Saturday, he'll have the same start Kirk Ferentz had against Iowa State. Took Ferentz 2 decades, but he now has a winning record against the Cyclones, including 4 in a row. Brock Purdy has never faced the Hawks, while Nate Stanley is 2-0 against State. Purdy looks solid, though not as sharp as expected week one. Stanley looks improved. I'd still pick Purdy, but the Cyclones need to turn him loose. Iowa State thought it could land College game day, and it has. It's about dang time. Game day has been to Division III, Ivy League, and Ohio State more times than Urban Meyer. Cyclones earn this, and Iowa helps being ranked. Think of a longtime clone. So many kicks to the stones. Enjoy this moment and look for fans to just really have a good time. The Cy-Hawk game isn't always good, about half lopsided, but twice in the past 8 years, we've had overtime, both times in Ames, each side winning one. This weekend, it's the rare pick'em with both relevant. Hype and smack talk will grow tiresome, but hey, I'm the guy who camped out all week in an RV way back in 1995 just to try and spark some fun. It was that one-sided. Not anymore. Bragging rights and so much more on the line. Let's do this.
All right. Cy-Hawk week brings so much anticipation, so much excitement. It's the sporting event for our state. No top-level pro teams in Iowa. Football is king. Hawkeyes and Cyclones bring loads of passion. Now, the downside of this week can be social media. It can be a cesspool of suck if you get sucked in. Trolls, name-calling, insults. But we have to remember, social media represents such a small fraction of the fan bases. Most fans realize this is a game, and while they can be passionate about winning, it can also be civil. Which brings me to RVTV, an annual event that highlights all the good this Cy-Hawk rivalry brings. I've spearheaded the organization of this event the last 5 years, and it's an event that's not losing any steam anytime soon. And while I help organize and get the ball rolling with the towns, it's the towns that bring it all together. They do the heavy lifting, the planning, unlimited budgets, with hours and hours of volunteer work, all to promote this game and a sense of community pride. Just think of the moments RVTV has produced in recent years. Marriage proposals, so far, all yeses. Yeah. The first RVTV Ballers music video. Keith getting hit in the face with a pie on live TV. Keith getting hit in the face with a soccer ball on live TV. Me getting tossed like a rag doll on a tube. Lee Greenwood performing God Bless America under fireworks.
God bless the USA.
God bless the USA. But most importantly, the people. So much passion, so much fun. It's the people that make RVTV what it is. We just happen to be along for the ride. Polk City, Ellsworth, Rockville City, and Humboldt. We're ready. Let's have some fun.
Let's take a live call right now. Keith is in Ames. Keith, what do you think about the Cy-Hawk game coming up Saturday?
You know, I'm pretty excited. We got the college game day, and I'm straight up trying to black out.
Well, he's got a plan.
Don't do it yet. Don't
watch
do
the
it
game.
Yet. Yeah, yeah. Watch the game first.
It's gonna
Les is in Ames. Les does not have a plan to get a blackout yet, I guess, Les, right? You want to watch the
Absolutely
game?
Not.
I'm going to be at the game, guys. Keith, I was in the KXNO studio 2 weeks ago, and I told you it's a great time to be a Cyclone. And guess what, baby? ESPN Game Day will be in Ames, Iowa. It's going to be absolutely nuts. The Cyclones have had a whole week to prepare for this. The whole nation will be watching. Cyclones are going to win 28-0, calling it right now.
The shutout.
Wow.
That's a bold prediction right there.
Less is bold. Time for lookalikes with a local connection. Tiny Ref Judges, send your lookalikes to soundoff at WHOTV.com.
Chris from Ankeny says, you look like the head referee from the UNI-ISU game. The one who was wearing the medium shirt. You look like him. Is that Tiny Ref?
Louis Jordan in Des Moines says, UNI head coach Mark Farley looks like actor Ed Harris.
Oh, wait.
Hang on. What is
it? Is this a new one? There's the look like.
Come on.
You as
come
the fitness made simple guy. What's his name again?
Yeah, my arms are half dead, guys. John Bastow.
That's it, Bastow.
All right, now to Farley and Ed Harris, Tiny Ref.
I can see a little bit. Get a UNI hat on Harris. Let's see it.
Yeah, Harris a little bit older, but yeah. Farley's a better coach.
Guys, Cyclone fans needed this break from football like the Carolinas needed this break from nice weather, as in they didn't at all. It's What's Bugging Andy next.
Time for another game of knockout. One has to go.
Cyclone football icons, they all contributed big moments in Iowa State football history, but only room for three in this game. Which one has to go? Troy Davis, Seneca Wallace, David Montgomery, or Sage Rosenfels? One of them is out.
Tough choices there. Iowa State did not have a football game this weekend.
And that's What's Bugging Andy?
As fans of sports TV and radio, there are certain things that we just have to put up with, right? Commercial breaks, goofy sponsor names for every little thing. It's time for the five-star Community Central Choice Credit Union coin flip. We just roll our eyes and understand that it's all part of paying the bills. But some of these things suck just a little more than others, right? I mean, for example, the bye week in week two of the college football season. I mean, 1 week in and it's already time for a break. Iowa State fans have waited since January for football and they finally get one game and now they have to wait again. It's like opening one present on Christmas morning and then your parents say, all right, back upstairs, go back to sleep. You don't want a bye week this early in the season. It's the same feeling you get when you wait all year for vacation, finally arrive at the resort, then have to wait in that 40-minute line at check-in. Everyone else is walking around in swimsuits. You're dressed like an Iowan who's been sitting on a plane all day. You're ready to vacation. We're ready for football. Come on already. We know the bye weeks are to stretch out the season and get more opportunities for broadcasts. And the broadcast money is what makes the football programs rich. We have to play along with the whole charade. But I mean, 1 week in, that's only slightly better than that lightning game last year with South Dakota State. These poor Cyclone fans can't get out of first gear. They're like a rescue dog with a bone. Can't even enjoy it because they're certain someone's just going to come in and take it away. And see, you can't complain too much about a bye week because essentially you're saying you don't want your team, which isn't getting paid, to get a break from all the violence and injuries of football when the bye week is sometimes essential to the health of the players. Oh, you want them to go without the bye week? How about they go without helmets too? How about we go back to the gladiator days and just make the players fight lions and bears? Would that make you happy? It's not a huge deal. It's just that football has started, and we want football. It's What's Bugging Andy.
When we return, who's in your five, plus more live phone calls as Sound Off continues live. Follow us on social media. Twitter is at SoundOff13. Facebook is SoundOff Nation. And Romel has a thought on who the guest picker should be this weekend in Ames for college game day. It shouldn't be a huge debate for me. Gable wrestled at ISU and coached at Iowa. Any sports geek across the nation knows a little bit about wrestling should know who Gable is. Hell, ESPN did a Sports Century feature on him. Don't make this harder than it is, ESPN.
Daniel writes, I'm a huge ISU fan, so I should be tweeting about game day, but have to say it is really cool to watch the NFL and see so many Hawkeye tight ends. They were a nightmare for Cyclones, but have to give credit. It's amazing what they've been able to do. See you in Ames. Yeah, Kittle and
Hawkinson. Does Daniel not know that it's hate week?
Yeah, we want to get mad.
Yeah, and Hawkinson
and Kittle, man,
looked
they're
great. Tough. Who's in your five? RVTV 2018, Ed Wilson. Way too intense in Norwalk. Number four, the World Tour.
Oh, yeah. We rocked it.
Number three, everything leads to game day and those ridiculous bibs we have to
get
wear.
Get the bibs on.
The city. Number two, Albia with an amazing salute to veterans at the Welcome Home Soldier Monument.
That was awesome.
Oh, just fantastic. And number one, that's a happy crew right there. That is a happy crew right there. Can't wait to see everybody again. Glad to be joined again by Cyclone Fanatic and Hawkeye Nation. All right, Reno is in Des Moines. Hi, Reno, and welcome to Sound Off. Reno, go ahead. All right, Reno, I'm sorry, Reno is in Des Moines. I was pressing the wrong button, my fault. Reno, go ahead.
When Iowa State will be in 4K on DirecTV at channel 106, and Iowa was also in 4K 2 weeks ago on DirecTV, and I thought I'd tell you guys that, so you better hurry up and get a 4K and a package with DirecTV.
Well, I don't have the – well, we will have DirecTV in the Plaza
RV. In the RV, yes.
Yeah,
so we'll be able to watch it on 4K.
Yeah, Rockstar Satellite's hooking that up for us. So, yeah, we'll watch the 4K. Although we'll watching
be in the game.
Like live.
Yeah.
What's that, three? That's beyond 4K,
yeah.
Right? That's right in front of us. Jason in Ames, you have a rebuttal, Jason?
I disagree with Andy.
Okay.
Well, I agree to the fact that it does suck to have a bye week this early, and at times it really doesn't make sense. But after seeing the week one performance by the Cyclones desperately needed it. Their O-line needs a lot of work to protect Purdy, and their secondary was awful. And Nate Stanley's just going to tear them apart on Saturday if they don't do better.
So you don't think Iowa State would have benefited by going out there and trying to smooth out in real game-time conditions some of those problems?
I think it maybe would have been better to have more extra practice for that. Who knows, because they could have been hurt even more in the top 25 poll.
Well, regardless, it's going to be better than last year where Iowa State got, a half quarter before the Iowa game?
Yeah.
That was tough.
Yeah,
because
they got
the
rain out the lightning, yeah. Yeah, it's kind of weird because I think you could say that, yeah, they need more practice, but would have been better if you play maybe a low-level team and you win 30-0 and you get the reps out on the field. So I think there's two ways to look at that.
Definitely is. Luke in Fort Dodge. Hi, Luke.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Hey, I just want to give a quick shout-out to Dodger Denny, who is a longtime contributor and good Fort Dodger.
Good. We like then, good Fort Dodgers.
Yeah, and then just wanted to ask you guys, with game day coming and everything, you know, what are some of your favorite games in the past that have had national attention for Iowa or Iowa State?
Ooh, top of my head, that'd probably take too much of the show. Let's just limit it to the Iowa-Iowa State game. The one that comes to mind the most is 2002, which is Iowa's only regular season
the
loss.
The Seneca Wallace game,
and Iowa
basically.
State came from
Brad
behind.
Banks, Seneca
yeah.
Wallace.
Yeah.
I think the other one that would probably come to mind, maybe not as hyped, what was it, 2011, Steele Jantz. Steele Jantz, three overtime win
Steele
in Ames.
Jantz.
You know, everybody, no one was really expecting much out of the game, and then it turned into an instant classic.
It did.
And if I remember right, it was like 700 degrees at Jack Trice Stadium that day. It was crazy.
Over under, Cy-Hawk Cyclone uniforms. Overrated, a 1977 beat Iowa on the front of the uniform as seen in this Des Moines Register photo. Nothing like motivating the guy across from you all game long. John, this only works if you win. Iowa State
they didn't win.
Yeah.
That's not good. Underrated, 2007. These throwbacks are not universally loved, but, man, they're
sweet.
They
were great. Yep.
I loved them. And Shaggy the kicker, how good was he in that game?
Five field goals.
Won the game for him.
Yeah, Iowa State
they were 0-2. Iowa was 2-0.
You never know.
Yep.
You never know. Cy-Hawk rivalry week. Who's in your five? Coming up next, and Sound Off is live.
Time for face-off, Cy-Hawk Rivalry Week Edition. RVTV starts Monday morning. Murph, you've been at it for more than 20 years. What are you most looking forward to?
Honestly, hanging out with some of my best friends. It's a week-long road trip full of laughs, but we do work hard.
We do.
I'm excited that Andy Fales rejoins the tour after many years off, and welcome Whitney Blakemore. She'll handle the morning live show.
Bright and early.
Yeah.
Three first-time towns, too.
Love that. No idea what to expect in those towns, and that's kind of part of the fun.
All week, including Polk City, Des Moines, and Ames, the film Birth of the Cy-Hawk screens.
What should we expect from that?
Well, it's really interesting. It's a look at how the name CyHawk came about, not to mention the original trophy. It's a good history lesson, but not a boring one. Runs about 35 minutes. See it if you can.
And you're in it?
Oh, did I not mention that? Yeah, I'm in it.
College game day, big deal or overblown?
Big deal. Cyclone fans and administrators have wanted this for a long time, and it's a sign Iowa State football has arrived. Plus, it only happens if there's a big game. It takes two teams for a big game, and this is a big game. So props to the only state with a Big Ten and Big 12 football team.
We love our state. Prediction time. Will we be sick of the hype by Saturday?
Sick of it?
Yeah.
We're driving the hype wagon, John.
And we are.
I've done RVTV when the game had as much buzz as Rambo Last Blood.
What the heck's that?
Exactly.
It's a long time ago.
They drew first blood. They drew first blood, sir.
Knockout, one had to go. Cyclone football icons. Oh, man.
And it looks like the Rage, Sage Rosenfels is out, man.
He
might be a little forgot. He was great. He kind of got the run going from McCarney way back in the day. And
led Iowa State to its first ever bowl win. He was the MVP.
Nine-win season. Yeah, played some great years in the NFL.
Jeez, that didn't keep him
and
in knockout.
Who are the 18% voting for Troy Davis?
Two-time Heisman Trophy
finalist.
This
is the same thing as Sean Green last week. You're voting for – he was runner-up in the Heisman 2 years in a row.
Seneca got fewer knockout votes than Troy Davis, who rushed for 2,000 yards in back-to-back seasons.
He's one of the greatest running backs of all time.
Should have won the Heisman Trophy over Danny Werfel. My goodness. All right. Boy, we have a bunch of calls here. We've got Ed in Des Moines, Teresa in West Des Moines, Chad in Des Moines, Beaverdale Billy, as you'd expect, in Beaverdale. Let's go to Ed in Des Moines. Hello, Ed.
Hi. Thank you. I was the Iowa State, Iowa, at 50s and the late 60s.
Okay.
I think that your RVTV has done the greatest thing for the game. It's wonderful. I just really can't thank you enough.
Oh, that's very nice of you. Thank you, Ed.
Print the shirts.
That's
great. The promo.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ed. That was awesome.
Yeah, it was really, really kind. Beaverdale Billy is in Beaverdale. You'll have the final word, Beaverdale Billy.
Okay. When the Iowa State game restarted, I think it was 1977. So Iowa wins, I believe. And I said to my friends, I bet you Zobel's up there going nuts saying, I love it, I love it, I love it. and the gal in front of him turns around and says, what did you say about my dad? Oh, my God.
Yeah, I think she went to Iowa State, didn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you. That's a good memory, Beaverdale Billy. That's going to do it for us. We are back next week, and we hope you are, too.
We leave you with the sound-off send-off, some great moments from last year's RVTV.
In the state of Iowa, Diagonal is actually named after a train track that ran diagonally through the town. So
where's that?
Come out to Diagonal. We'll get together. Have a few laughs.